Angels and Royals, Salvador Perez receiving his 2016 Golden Glove Award before the game. We'll take it to the top of the first, Mike Trout facing Danny Duffy.
444 average lifetime against Duffy. Here's the next pitch, and that's a little shot in the center. That's going to drop in. Escobar now is going to be waved home. The throw is going to third, and it's going to get Cole Calhoun trying to go first to third. Escobar scoring, though, on Trout's RBI single. It's 1-0 Angels. He was a starting pitcher early in his pro career, but that was strictly at the minor league level. Here's the pitch, and there's a high fly ball. It's lifted deep into right center field. That one's carrying out by the wall, and that one is gone. Well, not a real good start for J.C. Ramirez. Two-run homer for Moustakas. That's his fourth of the year, and just like that, the Royals have a 2-1 lead. And stepping out of the box is Salvador Perez. Here's the 2-2. That's hit well in the left field, and that one is gonna leave. So Perez now with 5 home runs this season. He's driven in 2 runs for them tonight at the sac fly earlier. And the lead gets a little bigger. It's now 6-1 Kansas City. 6 runs, 5 hits for the Royals. Angels a run on only 3 hits. And the 3-2 once again, and it got him looking, and Simmons knew it. That was a changeup that really fooled him. He just couldn't pull the trigger.
Well, that changeup had a little cut to it, so I think Simmons gave up on it, thinking this ball is going to continue its path off the inside part of the plate, but it does not. Stays right on that inside corner.
And the 2-2 pitch. This is bounced on the left side. It's stopped there by Escobar. The throw, and boy, what a nice scoop that was by Hosmer. The inning is over on the 6-3 ground out. So the Angels end up going down quickly and quietly here in the top of the 7th inning.
Royals crushed the Angels 7-1. Duffy would go 7 with 6 strikeouts while allowing 1 earned run. He would retire 15 of the last 16 batters he faced. After 111 relief appearances before making his first ever start, J.C. Ramirez allows 5 earned runs on 4 hits with 3 strikeouts. Here's what skipper Mike Socha had to say.
Well, early on, I think, those guys jumped him out of the gate. He threw 3 pitches and, he was down 2-0. But I think the way he got into the flow, I think he got into mixing his pitches up. And, last 2 innings, he looked really sharp. So that's a positive.
What was Duffy doing that made it hard for you guys to hit him after that first inning?
Well, he had 3 pitches and he was mixing them up well and getting them for strikes. He used his changeup a lot. Kept us off balance with his fastball. He pitched a good game. We didn't get too many good looks at him.
You're so used to seeing Cole make outstanding plays in right field. What do you think happened that double play came?
Well, there was a lot of wind, and sometimes it was knocking balls down. Sometimes it was letting balls carry, and that one got into a jet stream. It just took off and, went over his head.
Which different could the first inning have been if Kane hadn't made that throw to throw out Cole?
That's a tremendous throw. I mean, he put it right on the money. The timing was such where there was a little bit of a hesitation from Eske and Cole as to where they were going, and Kane put the throw right on the money. So, tip your cap to him. Made a great throw.
Will J.C. start for you guys next time this bucket?
If nothing changes, we're anticipating that. And the way he obviously came back the last couple innings, hopefully he can grow with it. So as of right now, we'll have him on the board and we'll see where it is.
Tomorrow, the Angels send Matt Shoemaker to the mound. He'll square off against the Royals' Nathan Carnes.